This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We'll call Appropriations House Appropriations Committee meeting to order. Welcome to those of you listening on the internet. We will encourage everyone to turn off their cell phones if they happen to go off. I like chocolate chip cookies. So that's what the deal is. If your cell phone goes off, you bring everyone chocolate chip cookies and actually a little milk along with that wouldn't hurt. So anyway, with that, we will have the secretary call the roll.
Allers.
Here.
Carson.
Here.
Woolman.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Peterson. Lake.
Here.
Bartles.
Here.
Hunhoff.
Here.
Anderson.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. We wouldn't have any minutes. We will begin with the introduction of a couple of bills. Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to introduce a bill on behalf of the governor entitled An Act to Make an Appropriation to Fund Tax Refunds for Elderly Persons and Persons with a Disability and to Declare an Emergency.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to introduce a bill on behalf of the governor. All those in favor, is this a roll call?
We're going to do a roll call.
Okay. Okay. I will ask the secretary to call the roll.
Allers.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Woolman.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Peterson's excused. Lake.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
We have seven yeas and one excused. Eight yeas. Excuse me.
Carried.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hunhoff.
I move to introduce a bill on behalf of the Committee of Appropriations entitled An Act to Revise Certain Provisions Relating to the Payment of Special Assessments by the Bureau of Administration.
Is there a second? We have a motion and a second. I will ask the secretary to call the roll.
Allers.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Woolman.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Peterson's excused. Lake.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Eight yeas and one excused.
Motion carries.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hunhoff.
I move to introduce a bill on behalf of the Committee of Appropriations entitled An Act to Revise Certain Unemployment Insurance Contribution Rates to Provide for an Unemployment Insurance Administration Fee and to Provide for the Distribution of the Fee.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. I will ask for the secretary to call the roll.
Allers.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Woolman.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Peterson's excused. Lake.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
I have eight yeas and one excused.
Motion carries. With that, we will move into House Bill 1009, proponent testimony on 1009. Mr. Kramer.
Good morning, Chair Anderson, members of House Appropriations. My name is Monty Kramer. I'm the Assistant Vice President for Finance Administration with the Board of Regents, and I'm here to testify on House Bill 1009. I do have a couple of handouts.
Oh, do we have any pages?
I can do that, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Thank you. Please proceed.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The handouts are actually, there's a picture at the bottom of the first handout, and I gave you a second handout to make the picture a little bit bigger. If you're like me, some days it's easier to see the print a little bit bigger. So the bill that you have in front of you is to accept a piece of property from Pennington County, which they currently hold. They received through the lack of tax payment, and they would like to dispose of that piece of property. And because it's surrounded by land owned by the School of Mines Foundation. They've offered it to the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, and they would like to accept that, and that requires legislative approval. Mines has no immediate plans for this property. It actually is a hill that currently has no building or any kinds of improvements on it. It's about 1.2 acres total in land. It's the red that you see on the map, the outlined red. The red dash line is simply city. This is a city map, and it's the planning map for the city. So the dash line means nothing. It's the outlined red property. So in accordance with the Board of Regents policy, we have had an environmental study on the land to make sure that we're not accepting land that would incur costs for us. And it's been determined that this parcel of land does not pose any environmental threats. Plans for the land, there currently are none. If we were going to use the land, it would probably be a parking lot, and that would require quite a bit of excavation. So at this point in time, we really have no plans. But the land on both sides, other than one small parcel, is owned by the SDSM&T Foundation, and there are apartment facilities that are leased by School of Mines across the street from that property. So that, I have no further testimony. I'd be happy to answer questions.
Okay. Yeah, are there other proponents for House Bill 1009? Other proponents? Are there any opponents to House Bill 1009? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will we'll close testimony and move to committee questions. Representative Carson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Kramer, is that land currently on the tax roll of the city of Rapid City?
Mr. Chair, it is not. They've actually acquired the land before the lack of taxes paid. So it is a current property of Pennington County, and they would like to dispose of it.
Thank you.
Representative Punoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Kramer, just so I understand this, if we're looking at your map, are you saying that the land that's in the green, blue-green lines is already owned by School of Mines?
Mr. Chair. Not all of it. There is a very small parcel that is actually owned by another developer. It's like 0.2 acres, but the rest of the property that's outlined in blue on both sides of it is currently owned by the School of Mines Foundation.
Follow up. Is there any plans for development of that land?
There are none today. The only conversation has been the possibility of putting a parking lot on that property, but even a parking lot would require quite a bit of excavation. If you're familiar with the topography there, that is a hill that slopes up. That's why there's no development on it today.
Just one more follow-up.
Sure.
Thank you. Mr. Kramer, on that map, is everything on that East Kansas Street, is that all campus?
No. If you look to... if you're looking at the map to the right of the property that we're acquiring, that is all of School of Mines campus. If you look just to the north and to the right of it, you'll see some fairly good-sized buildings with a brown roof. That's the Newman Center there. And then to the left of that, there are some apartments. So you'll see a big parking lot there that we currently lease. So we do lease property from a developer there. So there's property that we have across the street. It's not owned by School of Mines. It's actually leased.
Yeah. Further.
One last question. So in your remarks, you indicated that it is the policy of the university that is, if land becomes available that's close to the campus, favorable consideration is for the purchase. So does that mean in these other areas outside the blue-green lines that if that comes up potentially, I guess my question is, how far do you buy out land for the intent that someday it's going to be used?
Mr. Chair, great question. School of Mines and Technology is actually landlocked right now, and if they're going to grow, it would be in this direction. There were a lot of older houses on the property that we currently lease, but it was purchased by a foundation member, and then he leased built apartment houses, which we badly needed. And so rather than building more residential facilities, we actually leased some apartments on that property. So we would love to probably have more of the property on East Kansas City Street, but right now it's owned already. So I would say if the campus was going to expand, that is the direction it's going to have to expand. So if property became available, it would be purchased.
Thank you. Further questions? I guess I would just reiterate that this is a gift, not a purchase, correct? Yes.
Correct.
Okay. No further questions. We'll close that section and move to committee action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Ollers.
Move do pass.
We have a motion to do pass.
Second.
Have a second by Bartles. Any further comments on the motion, Representative Bartles or Representative Ollers? Okay. Seeing none, we will ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Ollers.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Woolman.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Peterson's excused. Lake.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
We have 8 yeas and 1 excused.
Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Kramer. Comment, Representative Ollers?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Would it be appropriate to move consent on this item since it involves no money?
I think we could. Yeah.
Certainly.
Then I'll move consent.
Second.
We have a motion by Ollers, second by Carson to move consent on House Bill 1009. That, I believe, is a voice vote, is it, or is that a roll call as well?
That's probably...
We're rusty.
We'll do a roll call to be sure. We'll have Secretary call the roll.
Ollers?
Aye.
Carson?
Aye.
Woolman?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Peterson? Excuse Lake?
Aye.
Bartles?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
We have 8 yeas.
Okay. House Bill 1009 will be put on the consent calendar. Next, we will move to House Bill 1039, authorize certain rulemaking authority for the State Board of Finance.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm Teresa Berry, Deputy Secretary of State of Administrative Services. As many of you know, the Secretary of State is the secretary and ministerial filer for the State Board of Finance. And this is the bill that we are bringing before you. Just some clarification language. Last fall, when we were putting forth some rule changes for the State Board of Finance, the Legislative Research Council, when they were reviewing the rules against the statute, looked at these sections and decided that we needed to make some clarification. Since these rate changes are made in rule, they wanted to change it, that it's not in statute. So in the first section, it is just changing it over to that the State Board of Finance may promulgate rules regarding mileage. And then the new section is that they may also promulgate rules with regards to the state rate for lodging, per diem, and meal expenses. And there is no financial impact. This is just clarification and cleanup language. And I'm available for any questions.
All right. Thank you very much. Any further proponents for House Bill 1039? Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents for House Bill 1039? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will close that and open it up to committee questions.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hunhoff.
I move do pass on House Bill 1039.
We have a motion do pass on House Bill 1039. Is there a second? A second by Carson. Any speaking on the bill? If not, we will ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Woolman.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Peterson's excused. Lake.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
8 yeas and 1 excused.
House Bill 1039 passes. We have a motion by Hunhoff, second by Carson, to put House Bill 1039 on the consent calendar. Ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Carson?
Aye.
Woolman?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Peterson's excused. Lake?
Aye.
Bartles?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
And Anderson?
Aye.
8 yeas and 1 excuse.
We have House Bill 1039 on the consent calendar. Does anybody know of anything else we need to do? If not, adjourn. Bartles moves adjournment.
Second.
Second by Ahlers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Both same sign. We are adjourned.